What's up, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to This Week in Sports Land. I'm Jacques Neal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the show where we take a shallow dive into the movers and shakers of the sports landscape of this week. And this is the 43rd week of the 2018 year. Ladies and gentlemen, today, as always, we have a couple of very special guests coming up on the show a little later. And we will be joined later by Sportsland's beat reporter, Hamstee Monaco. That is coming up. But before we get into all of that, allow me time to clear my throat, ladies and gentlemen, and give me the leeway to let you know what's on my mind real quick. Now, you guys already know I'm a Chicago sports fan. I love Chicago sports. There's no secret to that. I'm a Cubs fan, not a Sox fan. I'm a Bulls fan. I'm a Bears fan. I like hockey when the Blackhawks are in the Stanley Cup and I'm at a bar with my white friends. Ladies and gentlemen, that is when I like hockey. But I love me some Chicago sports. You know I'm honest about my teams. I'm honest about my opinions on sports. But there's something that's been bothering me. It's football season right now. A lot of commercials on TV. A couple of my favorite players have been on the tube in commercials. And, you know, I'm an actor. And I have a problem with something. I have a problem with the fact that there is nothing that an athlete, somebody who plays sports, can't do. And it does not go the other way around. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't do what an athlete on a field or a court does. I can't do it. But they can do what I can do. And they can do what you can do, too. If you're working at Costco, they can do that better than you can. They can reach stuff on the higher shelves. They can push more samples. People will literally just come to them because they are famous and sell all the food that they have. They can carry the heavy bulk stuff. Even if you're working at a car wash, they can reach from one side of the car to the other without walking around it. They can do that better than you can. And I know some people are out there saying, no, an athlete can't do what I can do. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I have a high profession. No, you went to school for that. You learned that. They can do that too. But you can't do what they can do. I can't get on the basketball court and dunk. I can't do it. I can't hit a 400-foot home run. I can't have a basketball wife. They can have a YMCA wife. They can have my wife. I can't have their wives. I can't do it. So I'm on a search for something that I can do that they can't. I'm on a search for it. I don't know what it is yet. But I'm comfortable in saying the athlete is the best specimen in the world. I need something that I can be good at. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I find that, you will be a part of my journey. I will be trying to find that as the weeks go on. And once I figure it out, I will let you know. You will find out with me, ladies and gentlemen. But I had to get that off my chest. Had to get it off. Let's get into the rundown, guys. It's a big week in sports, especially in LA sports. The Dodgers are World Series participants, which means their fans are actually getting into the games at the top of the second instead of the bottom of the third, staying throughout the entire game, ladies and gentlemen. The Rams are killing it in the NFL still to this day. They're having a good old time, beating everybody, undefeated. But let's be real. Let's be real here. The biggest story in LA, it's not the Rams. It's not the Chargers. It's not the Dodgers in the World Series. It's LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, ladies and gentlemen. LeBron James in the purple and gold, the Staples Center, those 94 feet from one side to the other of the court. That's the biggest story in LA. And I would say they were a pretty big story last year, too. You know, they had the face of the franchise, Lonzo Ball, really giving some hype to the Los Angeles City. Los Angeles basketball was back. But behind every Lonzo Ball is a LeVar Ball, ladies and gentlemen. And we haven't heard that much from him this year. He's been quiet. I don't know why. He was on WWE programming last year. He was on all the talk shows. Every chance he got, LeVar Ball let his voice be known. But this year, he's been a little bit quiet. And people are saying maybe it's because of LeBron James. I don't know. I don't know what that is, guys. But I'll tell you what, here on Sportsland, we get the special guests. We give people a chance to talk. We give people a chance to get things off their chest. So, ladies and gentlemen, he's been quiet so far only because I turned his mic off. But his mic is on. I would like to welcome the first guest of today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Mr. LeVar Ball. What's up, LeVar?
I'm a damn dog. Mm-hmm. I bite you. What's your name?
My name is Jacquees.
What's your name?
Jacquees.
Oh, I'm gonna call you Jacquees.
Thank you. That is my name. That was a really hot way to come in when you haven't said much. You could have just said hello.
I decided to bark because I'm a damn dog.
Why are you a dog, sir?
I'm a dog because I got fleas.
What?
Fleas. Mun fleas.
Who?
That's what I call my money.
Your money fleas. I mean, listen, all right. For those of you who don't know, LeVar, do you mind if I give people the rundown on who you are real quick?
Please.
All right.
We'll use dog terms.
Dog terms? All right. I don't know how many dog terms I can use, but you are the CEO of the Big Barkin' Big Baller brand.
Oh.
All right. You are also, I'm guessing, the owner of the JBA, which is the Junior Basketball Association Big Dogs. Which is not doing well. All right. You also are the father?
Yeah.
Of Lonzo? LaMelo? And LiAngelo Ball?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There we got something.
What?
Was that because you're not a fan of LiAngelo's play right now?
I'm not a fan of his play because he didn't make it to the NBA.
Right, but you said he would.
I did. He let me down. He let the whole nation down because everybody wanted to see LiAngelo play on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. But he didn't do it. He didn't make it. I don't know. He must have ate too much mac and cheese that day.
Which day did he eat too much mac and cheese? Before the draft?
The day of the combine. Day of the draft. He couldn't fit in his suit. If you can't fit in your suit, you can't get drafted.
Okay. You know what? Listen, dude. LeVar, I'm actually a fan of you.
Ooh.
I'm a fan. Everybody was getting on your case. Not Jacquees. Everybody was saying, man, that dude needs to be quiet. I enjoy a father who loves what his sons is doing. You're bigging your sons up.
I love my boys.
You love your boys.
I love my boys in this current order. Lonzo.
Lonzo's first. He's an NBA player.
LaMelo is second. And the third one,
LiAngelo.
That's his name. I named him, but I feel like taking it away because I don't feel like he deserves to have a L Ball name.
Really?
Hold up your arm. Now, touch the tip of your finger.
Okay.
And roll the tip of your finger all the way down your arm until it bends.
What?
Roll
my other finger down my arm.
Until it bends. Now, what's that you're touching right there?
My elbow.
No, that's your L-ball.
Listen, I've missed you, LeVar. But this is not why I brought you here, to just talk about your ranking of your sons. You've been quiet, man. And the Lakers, they're not doing as good as they normally could,
That's because they're not letting Lonzo loose.
Lonzo's sitting on the bench.
Okay. Larry. That's my coach's name.
Okay. That's not the coach's name.
That's your name.
That's not my name either.
I'm going to call you Larry.
My name is Jacquees.
You got to let Lonzo loose, Larry.
All right. But I think everybody knows that Lonzo was not quality point guarding for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Who else going to do it?
Rajon Rondo.
Who is that? I don't know no Rajon Rondo.
You know Rajon Rondo.
The only Rondo I know is my homeboy from down the street, Ron Dozier.
Rondo. Okay. All right. I think
he makes a mean homemade pizza.
That's his claim to fame.
Gets all the ingredients from the grocery store.
What's your favorite pizza that he makes?
Ooh, he makes a margherita.
A who?
A margherita.
A margarita?
A margherita.
A margarita
See,
pizza?
I have lived around the world. I have lived in Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know how to pronounce a real margherita.
I'm fairly sure.
That's what pizza
comes from. The margarita pizza does not come from Lithuania.
It comes straight from Lithuania.
Okay. All right. I'm not here to argue with you.
Matter of fact, the arena that we played in used to be an old margherita factory.
Really?
Yeah.
The basketball arena that you guys played in was retrofitted as a margarita pizza place.
Check the facts. Read the books.
What arena was that?
Margaritaville.
So Margaritaville was Margaritaville.
Margaritaville.
And
in Lithuania.
And that is where your sons play basketball.
They used to. I took
for
them
a couple of for a couple of months, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct, Larry.
All right, it's Jacques. But a lot of people are saying you're quiet now because LeBron has you in check.
Who?
LeBron James.
I ain't never heard of him.
You've heard of LeBron.
I ain't never heard of him. Who is that?
LeBron James is the starting small forward for the Los Angeles Lakers. Probably the best basketball player in the NBA to this day.
But what does he do for a living? How does he make his money?
He is a basketball player on the same team that your son is on.
I've never heard of him. Could no man named Lebanon make me quiet?
Lebanon.
Lebanon.
His name is LeBron.
I've been to Lebanon before.
Really?
Yeah. Had me a nice Capricola.
A nice who?
Capricola.
That's meat?
That's meat. Capricola.
Okay. All right.
That's where it comes from.
You're avoiding what everybody wants to know. Why? Where have you been, LeVar? Why?
I will tell you where I have been, Larry. Okay? Here's where I have been. Larry, is it?
It's Jacques.
Okay. Well,
I called your people. They got you on this show. You've been on this show before. You were on this show last year.
My people.
Okay.
I fired them all.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
They can't work for me no more.
All right.
But I tell you where I've been.
Where have you been, LeVar?
I've been right there where I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody needs me to be.
Mm-hmm.
JBA.
The JBA?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you've been?
I've been in the JBA.
And that's been taking all your focus. Now, your two sons are playing in there. LaMelo.
LaMelo.
And LiAngelo.
And the other one.
LiAngelo Ball.
I'm going to rename him.
Okay.
Here, let me tell you something. Stand up. Okay. Bend over.
I don't want to do this.
And make your knees touch your elbows.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's not what's on my agenda today. And it's elbows.
Listen, I don't know who Lebanon James is, okay?
Okay.
I don't know who that is. He ain't nobody ever made me quiet.
We haven't heard from you in months, man.
I have decided to take a leave of absence from talking in the media.
Okay.
Because all y'all do is spin things around like you're making homemade pizza like my friend Ron Dozier.
Okay. All right. And what pizza is he making again?
Margarita.
The Margarita. Yes. All right. LeVar, you have been in the media for a long time. Listen, I think if I'm being honest, you have finally come to your senses. You know that you're a distraction for this team.
What? Me?
You're a distraction for the team. They're already struggling. They, as of this date, have lost about 15 games already. Only won about 6. They're not doing great. You are a distraction. You know they need to get on the same page. And I think what you're doing for the team is a good thing. You are letting Lonzo learn from the best player in basketball. I think you can take that on as something that you can be proud of. You are being the father that everybody says you should have been from the get-go.
Oh, Lonzo's learning from himself?
Lonzo's
because
learning.
He is the best player in basketball.
Really?
Yes. Never lost a game. I know what you're talking
he's
about.
He's lost 18 games already this year.
He ain't never lost a game. Never lost.
Never.
Never lost a game.
Didn't he lose in the Final Four?
What was that?
The Final Four.
I ain't never heard no Final Four. You're just making things up now.
Okay.
That's all you're doing. Check the facts. Lonzo is undefeated in life.
Okay. In life. He's never lost anything.
Never lost anything.
Not even like a set of keys.
A set of keys? You know where all his keys is. Every key that he done ever unlocked the door with, Lonzo still got it hanging up on his homemade keychain holder.
Okay.
That he puts right on the wall.
And does he get that from you?
What? Making stuff?
No. Not losing.
Oh. Well, he gets his hand in this from me. Yes. I make a lot of things. But I ain't never lost either. Look at the facts. I'm only stating facts here, Larry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Jacques.
I'm a Larry.
Okay. LeVar.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
LeVar.
I'm Jacques.
L-Ball. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
All right? I want you to raise your hand to the top of your
What is with you with all the raising in the hands and the all right, you know what? I'm gonna humor you. You're a guest on my show, and I don't want anybody to say that Jacques doesn't humor his guests. I'm gonna humor you. I'm gonna raise my hand.
Yeah.
Raise my hand.
Now, I want you to point at that wall right there. Real hard.
Nah. Real hard.
And make it snap. Yeah. Yeah.
Make what snap? My point?
No, make your elbow snap.
Okay. All right. All right.
Never lost.
All right.
Majadette.
All right, LeVar. Where do you see the Lakers going this year? I mean,
I see
you
them
are
going straight to the championship.
Uh-huh.
I see them taking a plane up to Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
I see them.
They don't have to take a plane. They can take a bus.
They're going to take a plane up to Golden State.
A big baller plane?
A big baller plane. I got 16 of them sitting in my backyard.
16? Yep. How much are you worth, LeVar?
Me?
Yeah. How much money do you make a year?
You ever heard
if
of
you don't mind me asking, if I don't know if that's too personal for you. You seem to be, you know, you've been cool. I've known you for a while. You've been cool to answer any question I've thrown at you. How much do you make?
You ever heard of the show Billions?
The Stars show or the Showtime show?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have.
That show was written about me.
That show about a white man was written about you.
Yeah. But what? The media twist things, just like I just said,
uh-huh.
The media twist things, and they twisted my story up, and they made me a white man.
They made you a white man. Can I, all right, can I tell you what the Wikipedia says about what Billions is about?
Sure.
All right. Wealth.
Yeah.
Influence.
LeVar.
And corruption collide in this drama set in New York City.
L Ball. Hometown, okay. My hometown.
Your hometown is New York City?
Mm-hmm.
What corruption are you involved in? And if this show is about you, what corruption are you involved in? Is it how much you've been charging people for the big baller brand shoes?
It's not that people love that price. What it is,
mm-hmm.
is, here's the corruption. I'm going to be real with you. Can I keep it 120
Please do.
Balls?
Please do.
Okay.
Please do.
You know my friend Ron Doja, who
yeah.
makes pizzas?
Yes.
Well, see, he was supposed to be the main pizza maker at Majoretteville.
Uh-huh.
In Lithuania.
So you've been to Lithuania before your sons played there.
This is when we were setting up the deals.
Okay. So when you pulled your sons out of high school in UCLA, when your sons stole from China.
That's a fallacy.
It's not. It's fact.
That's a fallacy.
Okay. It was Margaritaville at that point. And when they flew from the United States to Lithuania, it became a basketball arena under your guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Just want to get that clear. Continue, please.
And the in-house food was supposed to be pizza.
Yes.
And so my buddy Ron Doja comes down to my house. He knocks on my door. He says, L Ball,
uh-huh.
Can I come to Lithuania too?
Mm-hmm.
I can sell my pizzas at the arena. And I said, of course you can, Ron. You are my bestest friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get his plane ticket.
So you didn't get his plane taken, and that's the corruption?
Yeah.
That's the corruption, and they based that story off of Billions on Showtime?
That's what Billions is for. So
okay.
To answer your question of how much money I'm worth,
mm-hmm.
watch the show Billions.
Okay. I didn't want to have to do this to you. You know, I don't like ambushing people. You know, I brought you here to see why you've been so quiet in the media and what you, you know, think about the Lakers, but I can't really seem to get a straight answer from you. You know who LeBron James is, but you're acting like you don't.
Who is that?
Mm-hmm. You know who Rajon Rondo is. I'm pretty convinced that what was his name? Rajondo?
Rondoja.
Rondoja. I'm pretty convinced that this man doesn't exist.
Rondoja lives right down the street from me.
He lives right
down. I live at 1342. Rondoja lives at 1353.
Okay, so he lives across the street from you.
Down the street.
That's across the street.
It's down and across.
Okay, all right.
It's Rondoja. Like a crossword puzzle.
Okay, I get you. He lives across and down the street.
Add him on Facebook. He loves new friends.
What's his first name?
Ron.
Oh, his last name is Dozier.
Yeah, Dozier. D-O-Z-I-E-R.
Ron Dozier, and you guys call him Rondo.
Rondo.
Okay. All right.
You got to listen, Larry.
I'm listening, LeVar. I'm listening. I listen hard. You made me lose my train of thought. I think I know what's going on. I brought you here to talk basketball. I brought you here to get stuff off your chest, to see what you were thinking about Lonzo's success so far this year, second season, sophomore year.
Most successful season?
He didn't even have the most successful rookie season last year, but hopefully he'll get there. I think Lonzo is going to be good.
He's the most successful. You know that show Succession?
Succession?
Yeah.
No, what is that show about?
About Lonzo's success.
All right. Let's look on the old Wikipedia. All right. And actually, you know what? I'm going to have my producer go ahead and pull up Succession real quick. Pull up Succession. Put it to my computer real quick. All right. Succession. Thank you. It is also a drama. And it is about the head of Waystar Roco, which is the international media conglomerate controlled by his family, aging patriarch,
Lonzo Ball.
Logan Roy.
Yeah, see how that sounds like Lonzo Ball?
It doesn't at all. It starts with an L.
See, everything L that Joe is about Lonzo's success.
Okay. All right.
Succession.
I have something that I wanna do with you, LeVar.
Okay.
I got somebody here for you.
Who? I know everybody.
All right. This person is gonna be walking in the room, but before they do that, I wanna give you a chance to compose yourself. I wanna give you a chance to accept what's about to happen to you. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and take a moment. I'm gonna take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back on This Week in Sportsland. We're back, everybody. I got LeVar Ball here with me. LeVar, You are a talkative gentleman. You say everything that's on your mind.
I ain't never said nothing in my life.
You say, okay, all right. Last year, you said a couple of things about your lovely wife, Tina Ball.
Love my wife, Tina.
I know you do. You love your wife.
Mother of my chillin'.
Okay, all right. Now, you know, you said some things that people thought were mean.
What?
To your wife. I don't know if you want me to actually say this quote.
Say it.
Do you really want me to say this quote?
Say it.
Okay. The quote was, after your wife tragically suffered from a stroke, as long as she can smile, give a kiss and hug, I'm good. That's probably why she had the stroke, so she could be quiet for a minute. That was a quote from your mouth.
That was taken out of context.
Please give me the context.
All right. So you know my friend Rondo?
Yes. Yes.
So I was over by his house.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Ron told me, but we was trying to get the deal set so he could come to Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get his ticket. And so...
Okay, this is all connected.
Then I ran home, and my wife had a stroke. And that's it.
Okay. All right. I think the real reason why you've been in check, because after you said that, you kind of start to go, you went away a little bit. And I think I know the reason why. Ladies and gentlemen, walking in the room right now, I want you guys to please welcome Miss Tina Ball. Ladies and gentlemen, hello, Tina. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. LeVar, you seem a little taken aback.
What?
You seem a little taken aback.
No, I'm fine.
Tina, your husband has been very adamant. He is a very adamant person. He's a very loud person. And word on the street is that you've had enough, and you've been smacking LeVar around, not physically, but emotionally and mentally, smacking him around to shut him up finally. Is that true?
100%.
100%?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. You see how he's quiet right now?
He hasn't talked since you've been in the room.
Uh-huh, he knows. It's because I grab him.
You grab him?
Mm-hmm. I grab him in a special spot.
What are you guys doing right now?
Oh, you know what he's been talking about this whole show?
His elbows?
His elbow.
His elbows. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I grab him right there and don't let go, and it shuts his ass right up.
That's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret to making LeVar Ball quiet, is to grab him by his elbows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Larry.
Yes?
Do something for me.
What would you like me to do for you, LeVar?
I want you to take your shirt off.
I know.
When you reach to take your shirt off,
mm-hmm.
I want you to, you know how you cross your arms?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Ow. Ow.
Mm-hmm. All right, you can keep going.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. This is fascinating to me. What? Okay, is this something that you just discovered? Have you never touched your husband's elbows before?
Well.
Or his elbows, as he likes to call them?
I mean, no. Who's
no?
No. I've touched many parts of his body, but never the elbow before.
Okay.
This year.
And you also acknowledge that it's called an elbow.
Mm.
Is that the case?
100%, because the balls, you know, we're on top. We never lose. Everything is a ball in the ball family.
Oh,
right,
wow.
Baby?
Oh, wow. So if I'm hearing this correctly, it seems like the bravado that LeVar gets is coming from you a little bit. You also have this bravado. You also have this this baldness to you as well.
I couldn't be married to this man if I didn't have it in me.
Okay.
Just because y'all are new to his crazy does not...
Okay. All right. Listen, I appreciate that. Now, you are the strong mother of three basketball players, one in the NBA, two playing in your husband's and your league, the JBA. What do you think is the reason that LeVar can't get out of his head, that Lonzo Ball probably won't be the greatest basketball player of all time? I want to hear from you, since you may be, you know, you're the woman behind the man, or the man is behind you in this case. Are you the one that's pumping him up and letting him think that Lonzo is better than he really is?
I don't think you can think anything when it's a fact.
Baby. Okay. All right.
Okay. And, you know, you just got to speak things into existence, you know? So many people didn't even think Lonzo was going to be a Laker. And then that
I think everybody thought he was going to be a Laker.
Well, people kept doubting it until it was actually fact, you know?
Also is not true. Everybody thought he was going to be a Los Angeles Laker.
Well, everyone keeps thinking all three of my babies won't be a Laker, and that's also false.
Well, one of your babies, the baby that your husband fails to name, LiAngelo Ball, did not get drafted. And listen, I don't have kids, but I have people that are close to me. And when we have disappointment, there are some things that hit us as parents a little bit hard, you know. And I understand that it's hard to kind of, you know, get past that disappointment. So if you are disappointed in the fact that he isn't going to be in the NBA, that's okay. That's all right.
Okay, see, let me clarify something for you, sweetie. So we don't have kids. We have legacies.
Tell them again. Tell Larry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, he didn't make the league this time around, but, you know, there's time. We're going to have our legacy. We're going to have our trifecta all in Laker jerseys.
Trifecta, trifection, infection. World War Z.
Mm-hmm. All right. You two are a very interesting couple. I'm very surprised. I didn't know that literally the secret behind keeping LeVar was just to touch his elbows.
You can't.
Or his elbows.
Thank you. Say it right. Yeah.
Or his elbows. I apologize. I also didn't know, you know, because LeVar is getting all the TV time. But if you're the real one who is pumping all of this, my family is the best, the legacy, why are you not getting the TV time? Why are you not front and center?
He's the face and I'm the business.
Oh. Okay. And you, LeVar, you agree with that?
Yeah.
All right, my baby. Love your baby. Love your baby. You've had a couple movies based off of you apparently, or a TV show, Succession, Billions. What's a TV show based off the two of you?
You ever see that movie, Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
With Martin Lawrence and Angela Bassett?
No, Lynn Whitfield. Get your movie actresses right.
Wait a minute. A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, the Tina Turner story?
No, that's What's Love Got to Do with It.
Okay.
And Martin Lawrence wasn't in that.
Listen, I do sports, okay? But please tell me what a Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
It was Martin Lawrence and Lynn Whitfield.
And Lynn Whitfield.
It's
You're
a good
right.
movie. We
You're
watched right. the other night.
Okay.
But a movie based off of our love is called Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
I am Gene Hackman.
Uh-huh.
My wife is my best high school basketball player.
Okay.
And we have sex.
And that's the movie.
Yep.
And that's your guys' relationship.
Never lost.
You are rolling your eyes harder than I've ever seen anybody roll their eyes, Tina. Is this business you don't want out in the streets?
That we have sex? We got three children.
Well, not the fact that you guys have sex. We all know you have sex. But that's something that you guys have not talked about in the media, is your relationship, your intimate details.
Well, we don't have sex.
What?
We have legacy.
Ah!
Okay.
I honestly don't know what that means.
You know, sex for the average person.
Sex like, is for... Please
like
explain.
You have sex. We don't have sex. We didn't make three great giants in the making. Mm-hmm. We had legacy. Okay.
You know what? You need to just talk to my friend, Ron Dozier.
Yeah.
You need to bring him on your little show.
I will. I'm going to get his... Can you give me his number and
his
contact information?
No, you have to add him on Facebook. He likes new friends.
That's the only way I can get him, is to add him on Facebook?
Yeah, he's going
to
send you a bunch of Farm Bill requests.
Okay. And then he will come be on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
When you send him more things in Farmville. Okay. Send him more coins.
Okay.
But I'm going to open up a little bit.
Please open up.
He gave you Hoosiers. I'm going to say that the thing that really described us early days mm-hmm. was probably that ABC show, How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh.
Do you know? Are you familiar with that one?
I'm very familiar with that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like that one describes us. What?
Please explain that.
I mean, you see my husband.
I do, and I still don't get it.
Go ahead, explain it to him, boo.
I'm just, oh, wow.
Are you saying right now that you guys have committed murder?
I'm not saying we've committed murder. I'm just saying that we've gotten some people out of the way to get to where we are. Meaning?
First of all, okay. Meaning? Oh, go ahead, please.
I'm
meaning?
I'm saying I was probably one of five that he was maybe entertaining back in our college days.
I was a player.
Okay.
And let's just say that I was the last one standing.
Are you sure you want to be saying this on? This is a show that a lot of people are going to be listening to. We have a lot of viewers, a lot of listeners. Are you sure you want to be saying this on the air right now?
I just said that art imitates life. I never committed, confessed or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, with every great story and every great legacy, there's some darker sides.
It's called a statute of limitations, Larry.
Okay.
And my friend Ron Doja is a lawyer.
He's also a lawyer.
Yes. Would you thought he was a pizza maker only?
If he's made such pizza that you were going to go into business with him, I was assuming, yes, that's all he was.
I was about to go into business with him. He was going to be the main pizza maker in Lithuania. But I didn't get his ticket.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't get past the fact that you just told me that you guys have murdered people.
We never use that six-letter word. Wow.
How to get away with murder to get... You said in order to get where you guys are, you have to, you know, you got to take some people out. You got to get some people out of the way. I want to be sure where you guys are right now. You just have one son in the National Basketball Association.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big baller brand. That's great. You got a Facebook live show about your family. That's not really that great to murder people for.
I think it is.
So that is an admission of guilt.
Maybe.
No, that ain't no admission of guilt. I ain't admission nothing. Why are you,
don't take your elbow away from her.
Let me go. I got to talk now.
Okay, you've been quiet for months, and I feel like this is the time where you want to be quiet.
Have you ever seen the movie Accepted?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie The Perfect Score?
No.
You should watch that movie. It's great.
Okay.
Amazing.
It is. Mm-hmm. And please explain to me what this movie is about.
The Perfect Score is about a group of teens who steal the answers to an SAT to get into college.
And that relates to you and your wife?
Darius Miles was in it.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put it on a list. I'm also going to...
My friend Ron Doja has it on DVD.
I can get it myself. Thank you.
All right, fine. If you don't want to be Ron's friend with me, you can't come to poker night, Larry.
My name is Jacques for the 15th time. And I have no interest in playing poker night with what I'm assuming now are two murderers. Even though you don't want to admit it.
I don't understand why you're implicating us. I just said that there's a TV show that could potentially resemble our life.
Okay.
Okay?
You know what characters we are in that show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, which characters are you guys?
We are both of Annalise Keating's wigs.
Okay. You are both that. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to subject you guys to any more admissions of guilt. I don't want you to listen to this and hear... I heard the downfall of the Ball family. I don't want that to be on your conscience. I want you guys to appreciate listening to a show about This Week in Sports. I will end with you guys just on this note, that your son's Los Angeles Lakers.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. It's very likely that if they don't get their act together, that your son, Lonzo Ball, will not be a Laker for very long. If he leaves the Los Angeles Lakers, is there anywhere that you guys would love to see him go in the National Basketball Association?
If Lonzo leaves the Los Angeles Lonzos, I believe that I wouldn't mind seeing him play for the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
So they could be called the Olonzo Magic.
Okay. All right. Everything connects back to the Lonzo and the Ball family. How about you, Miss Ball?
I mean, Mrs. he's never going to leave. He's a franchise player.
So, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, he might be.
He will be.
Okay. And that's the legacy?
That's the legacy.
Please stop touching my elbows.
Your elbows.
You'll fall in line soon enough.
Please. My elbows do not make me quiet, but thank you very much. All right. You guys sticking around?
I guess if I have to.
Yes, I will. You know, I guess somebody coming in here, and I would love to, you know, you guys just be a part of the conversation, if that's okay.
If he's a legacy builder, I'm open.
Well, he is a legacy builder. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move on to the sport of the National Football League. The NFL this year, ratings are back up. People are watching again. The protests, they're still going on, but people are still watching football. Still the number one sport in America. There's a lot of characters in it. Now, I tried to get somebody on this program. I tried to get who a lot of people say is the face of the NFL. I tried to get Tom Brady on. But Tom Brady said, you know what? I'm in the middle of a season. I don't do shows when I'm in the middle of the season. So I got what I felt was another very good option. Even though this gentleman does not play football, he is the owner of what a lot of people say is America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. He is probably the most recognizable owner in the National Football League, probably of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored and thrilled to welcome to This Week in Sportsland to the program, Mr. Jerry Jones. Hello, Mr. Jones.
All right, how y'all doing?
We are very good. How
Thanks
are you,
for having
sir?
Rough, right? Heard that earlier.
Okay, you.
We're
you
all being
to,
dogs, so
we don't all have
I heard
to be dogs.
That. I love that. I okay. love that.
All right, all right. You know what, Jerry? You're an interesting gentleman to me. First of all, I want to take you back to September 22nd, 2017. Right,
that fateful day.
That fateful day. Yeah, Donald Trump. You know, got in front of a mic, called all the NFL player SOBs, the owners, and everything. And then that week, the following week, you got down on your knees with your players, you know, and you linked up arm in arm. But if we fast forward a year, now you're telling people they can't kneel. It's against the bottom line. They're costing you money.
That's right.
And your Dallas Cowboys aren't doing good. Everybody is, you know, you're worried about the bottom line. And a lot of people are saying you're not worried about winning. They are a mediocre team. They've been mediocre for years. You haven't bought a Super Bowl to the Dallas Cowboys in a couple of decades, Mr. Jones.
First, let me say this. All right. I kneeled with my players. All right. But not everybody kneeled. And I said, if everybody's not going to do it, then I'm punishing y'all. Now nobody can kneel. There you go.
That was what it was.
I believe in social justice.
Okay.
I care about it. And I said, if we're not all going to do it, then guess what? I'm taking it away. And you'll see how
That's
much
not
you want
what
it
I
now.
Heard.
You'll see how much you want it now.
That's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. I heard something different. I heard you told people you're costing me money.
About the money thing?
Yeah.
That's gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook?
That's gobbledygook.
I've never heard you say that word in the years I've been covering you.
All the time. It's one of my number one words I say.
Gobbledygook.
One of my number one words I say. Listen, I found out recently we didn't have a single member of our staff that had a physical disability. Can you believe that? In the entire Dallas Cowboys organization. So guess what I did?
Are you disappointed by that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So I called RHR and I said, we're not going to hire another person with a physical disability for the next 5 years.
You're not going to hire.
I took it away from them.
Okay.
I said, if we're not going to do it, then I'm going to punish us. Now we can't do it.
So your stance is, if we all don't do it, none of us can do it.
Basically.
All or nothing.
Social change through punishments.
Okay. I have something that a lot of people don't know about you. Now, you're from Arkansas. We all know that.
That's right.
LeVar, I don't know if you know this. Tina, I don't know if you know this.
I know everything, but say it anyway.
But Jerry, you know, I my grandmother's from Arkansas. It's a very black state. A lot of black folks. A lot of white folks, but a lot of black folks. Your real name is Jarrell Jones. Yep. Jarrell Jones. Now, I don't know about you, but growing up, Jarrell was relegated for, you know, the black folks in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a connection there that you are trying to get away from, and you're using this all or nothing thing as an excuse, and I don't believe it.
You think I'm trying to run away from my name?
Your name.
Because it's kind of a black name. Is that what you're accusing me of doing right now?
Yes, yes, I am.
Tell you what I did.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. A lot of my friends growing up were white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They just were. That's the circles my family ran in. And mm-hmm. I said, if we're not all changing our name to a black name, mm-hmm. then I'm changing my name to Jerry.
So
that's
the
punishment for all of you.
You changed your name to Jerry in protest.
That's right.
All
right. That is exactly right.
I don't believe you.
Why not?
Because I've just heard too much about you. I know you, Jerry. I know you. You've been on this program before.
What do you want from me? I do a lot of great things, all right? Dallas Cowboys, that's a great organization.
It is a great
organization. You know, a lot of philanthropist efforts. I'm out there doing all the important things. I'm anti-Trump. I'm anti-Spider-Man.
What do those two things have to do with each other?
I'm just laying out my positions right
now. Continue.
I'm anti-fracking, and I'm pro social justice.
Okay.
That's right.
All
right. That's what Jerry Jones is about.
That's what Jerry Jones is about. All right. I have something that I want to ask you.
Sure.
But I'm going to ask you this right when we come back from break. So please,
okay.
please, because I see you boiling. You're turning red right now. You seem angry. I want you to take a breather. I want you to take a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these messages. Mr. Jones,
mm-hmm.
here's something that I found out. You are an interesting dude. I think that your priorities are a little bit out of whack. You're a television star. You were on Entourage, mm-hmm. on South Park. You're on Dallas. You are the number one owner of Papa John's in the Texas area.
Yes.
All right. But you're not focusing on football. That's what we are here to talk about. Football is what we're here to talk about. You're not focusing on that. You're focusing on the money aspect, and a lot of people are saying that you are killing your team. Dallas wants a title. When are you going to bring them that title, Mr. Jones?
Larry, let me ask you
this. My name is Jack. You've known me for 7 years.
Okay.
My name is Jack Keys.
I was a little confused by what was happening earlier. There was a lot of crosstalk, and I felt... At one point, didn't we establish he was Larry? Did that happen?
His name is Larry to me and to my friend Ron Dozier.
I don't know Ron Dozier.
Well, I do know Ron Dozier.
You know Ron Dozier, too.
He's one of the nicest, kindest gentlemen I know.
Where did you meet Ron Dozier?
At college.
At college? How old is Ron Dozier, Mr. Ball?
Ron Dozier's almost 80.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a few years ahead of me.
And Ron Dozier is an 80-year-old man who you were about to go into business with in Lithuania.
Yes, I don't see a problem with that. He makes great pizza.
There's no problem.
Also,
no
he
problem.
Makes great gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook?
Gobbledygook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you heard this from Ron Dozier, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know Dallas wants a title. You know, before that Cowboys Stadium, all that was there was a Margaritaville. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And now look at it.
That would have been the biggest Margaritaville. It
was the second largest Margaritaville in the Texas.
The second largest?
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Stadium.
Yep.
Which is the fourth largest football stadium in the NFL.
Very big.
Originally a Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the second largest. Where was the first largest?
In Texas?
Yes.
It was in Fort Worth.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That was the first largest.
Know this too?
I know this. They've turned that into a Dallas Fort Worth DFW airport.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So the airport used to be a Margaritaville. How many Margaritavilles have been changed over to something that has nothing to do with what that building and that area was before?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I barely own any Margaritaville. I might own 40% of that company at the absolute most. So
and that's
it's hard.
Barely.
Barely any of it. Normally, when I own a company, I own up to 100% of it.
Mm. Let me call Ron Dozier and see. Because I feel like he would know the numbers to this.
Get Ron on the phone.
Let me get Ron on the phone here.
I could text him. I'm in a group chat with him.
Yeah,
you're in a group chat with him.
I'm in a group chat with him, yeah.
Now, you both are very good friends with Ron Dozier. While LaVar is getting Ron Dozier on the phone, you both are very good friends with Ron Dozier, but you didn't know each other. You guys first met each other today during the break.
That's right.
How is that the case when you both know this 80-year-old man who lives down the street? What was his address again, Mr. Ball?
1356.
He moved three houses down from earlier in the
episode.
What
was it earlier?
53.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Well, okay. No, he has two properties, so.
He has two properties.
Thank you for baby.
Yeah, no worries, honey.
Stop kissing, please.
Oh, just got a text from Ron Doja. Ron Doja says, I don't know.
He's a wild man. He knows he's messing with us.
Okay.
He knows we're under the gun to give an answer to. What a wild card.
All right. All right. Jerry, listen, yep. You are worth $7 billion. That's your net worth.
Thank you.
I think, and if I can be real with you, that's something that we've all, the relationship we've always had is we can be real with each other, right?
That's right.
I think you can stop caring so much about just the little dollar pinching, penny pitching that you're doing. Focus your mind on the real things that matter.
I know what you're about to say.
What am I about to say?
Stopping Spider-Man.
What does Spider-Man have to do with anything?
He's a menace, Jacquees. You know it. We all know it.
Spider-Man is not real.
You're thinking of the movie version of Spider-Man.
There's a real version of Spider-Man.
Which is loosely based off LeVar's life.
Really?
Didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Please explain to me how... I don't want you to explain this to me, LeVar.
Okay.
Please explain to me, Mr. Jones, how Spider-Man is loosely based off of LeVar's life.
The spider's a metaphor for that moment in life when everything changes, you know? When Peter Parker, who in real life is a menace, gets bit by a spider, everything he does changes. His perspective changes, right? He's no longer a regular man. He's a superhero. All right? Now, obviously, they went with the whole he's got web shooters and he's fighting a Green Goblin. Ridiculous things like that. For LeVar, it was just more, I'm going to make my sons into NBA stars.
Okay.
But that was the moment. I think he got bit by a brown recluse, if I remember the story correctly. And that was the moment you decided that they needed to play in the NBA when that venom was coursing through his veins.
He knows me so well.
Okay. All right. Mr. Jones, thank you so much for coming out to the program
of course,
today.
No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to move on. Sportsland's beat reporter is in studio right now. He is back from assignment. How are you, Mr. Hamsty Monaco?
I'm very good, Jacquees. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Now, you have a story. You were in Maine recently.
That is correct, Jacquees. I'll take it from here.
All right. Tell me about this story that you have.
Gotcha. I was in Maine just recently. I took part of or speculated in a competition by the name of the North American Wife Carrying Championship. Would you believe it?
The North American Wife Carrying Championship.
That's right, Jacquees. The aim of the sport is to carry your wife through obstacle courses. And then by the end, the championship team wins an award that would blow your mind.
Which is what?
They win the wife's weight in beer and five times the wife's weight in money.
Five times. Hamsty, you are in Maine where literally the biggest sports are in that area are the Boston Bruins, the Boston Celtics, which are doing very good right now, the Boston Red Sox, which are in the World Series, the New England Patriots, which are probably still the best team in football or Jerry, top on. Three. I'm sorry.
Maybe the Cowboys. Right?
Jerry, you guys suck.
The Lakers.
That's not even the correct sport. You are around a lot of major teams. I send you to these places to go cover a really fun story about teams that people are going to care about, and you come back with the Wife Carrying Championship.
North American Wife Carrying Championship. Yes, that is right, Jacquees. The thing about this competition, though, sir, is, if I may add, is that you mentioned a bunch of sports. All of those sports, you're sitting there watching teams form from owners who have forced them together through contract negotiations and trades and swaps. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's technically how those other sports work. This is the North American Wife Carrying Championship. Jacquees, this is a team formed through unity, marriage, love, and religious respect. And that's why I wanted to cover it, to be honest, Jacquees.
Okay, there's so much going on in this area, and you specifically chose this.
Yeah, it's not enough people know about this competition, if I'm honest. And also, when can you, you're not watching, what, name an NBA player.
LeBron James.
You're not watching LeBron James play 2-on-2 with his wife and someone else's wife, are you?
Who is who? LeBron James. You know who LeBron is. LeBron.
Never heard of LeBron James.
First of all, repeat after me. Sorry, Hamstead. Repeat after me. LeBron.
LeBron. Majerita. Ron Doja.
Those, the last two, I didn't even say. One more time. LeBron. Okay. Hamstead.
Yeah.
Hamstead.
Yeah.
Did you cover anything else while you were in Maine, or was it just the wife carrying championships?
Well, the championship took place over 3 days, and I was there for 3 days, so I did not cover a single thing else.
Tell people why they need to be watching this. Tell people why this is the sport that you are recommending they go look into and watch.
Yeah. Have you ever watched a couple yell at each other at a Denny's and wondered, what would it be like if the man had to carry that woman across a obstacle course involving, and this is a quote, the Widowmaker obstacle course?
That's exactly what I think every time I see that.
That is what you think?
It's literally word for word what I think.
I have a huge hunch that you haven't eaten at a Denny's in decades.
Really?
Yes.
I have a pancake in my pocket right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Just for situations like this.
To prove to me that it is a Denny's pancake?
Yes.
All right. So, at Denny's, obstacle course.
Yeah.
And this gives the people a chance to see those thoughts come out.
This gives you that exact situation. You are watching relationships get stronger. You are watching relationships disappear right in front of your eyes. Can I tell you what I saw?
What did you see?
I saw a couple. A man by the name of Donnie, woman by the name of Jeanette. Mm-hmm. They did not make it into the qualifying championships, I'll tell you this much. And not only did they not make it through that, they signed a divorce document right when they failed the first round.
So this actually separated them.
This separated them. That's what? Right.
This isn't anything that people want to hear about. This is terrible. You're contributing to the divorce rate.
I beg to differ.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right, Miss Tina. Miss Tina Ball.
This is a great way to weed out those terrible couples. And, you know, I feel like this would be a national thing if me and my baby were on it personally.
Would you guys like to be a part of the National Wife Carrying Championship or National Wife Carrying Association? Mm-hmm. Is it the league?
It's a championship.
It's just something that you can join. Anyone can join.
Anyone can join.
I think we would just be it.
I'm going to start my own.
Yeah.
You're going to start your own.
JBA.
What will that stand for?
National Wife League Association.
And why would it be called the JPA then?
JBA. National.
Thank you. listen, guys. I am disappointed in you, Hamstead.
Again?
I'm disappointed again. You disappoint me every week.
You know what you should
one
do
of these
him?
Weeks.
Don't let him get on you, Hamstead. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you what. If you're upset with him, this is what I like to do. You don't like this kind of story?
Yes.
Well, guess what? Now you're going to have to report this kind of story for 100 episodes in a row.
Please don't
there
do that.
Go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Please don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll see how much he likes it then. Am I right, Larry?
Jackie's,
I remember
you're helping him build a legacy. Remember that, okay?
You know what?
He's wayward.
Let me call
know.
My friend Ron, don't you?
Get Ron on the phone.
We're about to get Ron on the phone right now.
Can't wait to hear what Ron
Larry,
is
you
about
are
this.
Doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
Three much, Larry.
Three much?
You are doing three much.
Okay. All right. While you're getting Ron Doja on the phone. He's here? All right. Ron Doja, hello.
Hold on.
Hello?
Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
It's me.
LeVar?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Back's been out a couple of weeks here. I'm just kind of resting by the pool.
Sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it to pizza tonight.
Oh, it's all good, man. We'll catch you next time.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. I love
can
you,
I speak to Ron Jondo?
Who's that?
That's Larry.
Actually, this is Jackie's Neil from Sportsland.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Is it true that you and LeVar had a working relationship that ended because he didn't buy you a plane ticket to Lithuania?
I mean, you got me out here by the pool. My back's all messed up. You're bringing up some touchy subjects. I'm going to be honest with you. We've got it behind us now here, but it was a little bit of a tiff earlier in the relationship. I can't admit to that.
All right. One last question for you. Since I couldn't get a straight answer from LeVar or Tina, what do you think of Lonzo and the Los Angeles Lakers?
He had to go.
You clearly hung up on him.
I had to go.
You threw your phone down as he was about to speak.
Ain't no, Ron don't talk about basketball, okay? Ron is more of a basketball guy.
He doesn't talk about basketball. He's more of a basketball guy.
I said what I said.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been This Week in Sportsland. Before we leave, I have one question that I want to ask everyone, and I want you all to give me an honest answer. I'll always like to ask my guests this because, you know, sports, athletes, reporters, owners, everybody involved in this landscape that we love and know, they have other lives. They have other things that they want to do. So I want to bring this question to you first, Mr. Jones, since you are clearly the oldest one here.
Thank you.
If you could have been anything else, what would that be? What other profession did you want to take a crack at?
Dr. Octopus.
Dr. Octopus.
I would like to have the big metal arms.
From Spider-Man.
Yes.
You wanted to be the real Dr. Octopus, though.
There is a real Dr. Octopus.
There is?
Yes, he's a great friend of mine.
He's a great friend of yours.
One of my best friends. I would love to be him.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mrs. Tina Ball.
Well, I'm living my dream, so I don't know. It's hard. I'd be First Lady.
The First Lady of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I just, again, legacy building and really influencing.
Is there a reason why you wouldn't want to just be the president?
I don't. I like being behind the scenes. You know, that's where most of the power is. You know, you see all this talking. It's cute.
Okay. Now, if LeVar would not be the president, would you take other means to become the First Lady? Since, you know, you do whatever it takes to get where you need to be.
I do whatever it takes to get where I need to be.
Okay.
What you trying to start over there?
I'm not trying to start.
Larry?
I'm not trying to start anything.
My wife from me?
I'm not trying. I am in a happy relationship right now. Very long-standing.
That's what they always say, baby.
They sure do. I don't trust you, Larry.
The way you guys are looking at me right now. I'm just going to kick it to you, LeVar. Is there anything? If you weren't the LeVar Ball that we all know and some love, what else would you be doing right now?
I would be a mailer demon.
A who?
A mailer demon.
What is that?
Whenever people send emails to the wrong person, I would make the emails bounce back.
Okay. So you would be a computer program.
Yeah.
Okay.
They get so much money. You imagine how many emails get bounced back every day? They get paid $1.25 every email that gets bounced back in the world.
Okay.
You know how much money I would have? I would have more money than I have right now.
Which is?
Billions.
Thank you very much.
You ever see the show?
I have seen the show, and it's not about you.
Read another paragraph from the plot of the show. I tell you right now, I will map exactly where they got the story from. Go down to episodes, read an episode plot, and I will let you know exactly where that came from in my life.
We don't have enough time to do that, Mr. Ball, but thank you very much. Hamsty,
yep.
You're here every week.
Yep.
You always, you know, you've always wanted to be a reporter. I don't think there's anything else you wanted to do, but I'm going to keep asking you this question until you give me something different. Is there anything else?
Not yet, Jockies.
Why is everyone mispronouncing or not saying my name correctly today?
Jockies.
Jockies.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm. Larry.
All right. I'm going to get you to do something, Mr. Monaco.
Appreciate it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please, one more time for my guests, LeVar Ball, Tina Ball, Jerry Jones. On behalf of Hamsty Monaco, this is Jockies Neil. This has been This Week in Sportsland. We will be back for more next week.
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raiza Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que nos está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.